Thank you, Jesus.
Hey there, I'm Isabel.
God, we thank God for the evening sacrifice. Thank you for joining me in prayer tonight. I'm on like I said I would be on. Good morning, Katisha. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We glorify your holy name. We glorify. Hi, Renell. How are you, sweetheart? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is going to be a time of prayer and intercession. I believe the Holy Spirit has given us another realm of authority to tear down the strongholds of the enemy in this season, strongholds in our mind. Especially, I'm going to be praying about the mind tonight, because if Satan is going to attack you, he's going to attack you in your mind first. So a lot of times we think it's our body, but he's going to attack you in your mind first. How you think, how you perceive things. You know, how you see things, how you are perceiving situations and circumstances in your life. I decree in the Holy Ghost that God's going to give you a mind shift, that you're going to start seeing things the way God sees them, not the way you see them. We need to see what God is doing in our life. Good morning. Hi, Shimonda. Thank you for joining. Hallelujah. Hello, David Armstrong. How are you, man of God? Just giving people an opportunity to come on. God, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hi, Stacy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you can just, you know, as we're waiting for people to come on, if you can just put yourself in a posture of prayer. I don't know if you're driving or if you're at home or still at work, but just start positioning your heart and your mind and your spirit in a posture of prayer, because I believe that we're going to shake things in the heavens today, in the heavens tonight. Amen. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you. I just feel, I talked about this morning. Good morning, Diana. That I just really felt there is, thank you, Katisha. I really felt like there was a shift. Yesterday or early morning, I felt like something just shifted in my life. And a prophet that I trust, she wrote me a message on Facebook and said it sounded like, or she could sense that I moved into another dimension. I don't believe that dimension is just for me, but it's for those. The Bible, in the book of Revelations, as the angels begin to speak to the church, said, "He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church." We are the church. And so if you're sensitive to the voice of the Spirit, then you will systematically and automatically make the shift in God, because there is something happening. There's something moving. I like in the book of Genesis, when God told Abraham in seasons of blessing, I will bless you. There are seasons and times that God is doing things, and we want to be as the sons of Issachar, that we have an understanding of the times and the seasons of the things that which God is doing, so that we can, that we're able to help the people. And I feel like there's been a significant shift in the spirit. I could sense it coming over the past few months. I could sense something happening. I could sense something coming. There was a reverberation in my spirit, but I feel like that thing is now upon us, and it's for those that apprehend it by faith. Paul said that I want to know the reason Christ apprehended me. And that's where I am in my faith and in my walk. I want to know why God has apprehended me in this season. get in God's face and understand why he has apprehended you in this season. There's something that is significant for you to do. There is a mandate on your life in this season, and you don't want to be one of the people that misses what God is doing. I remember, I always think about Halley's Comet. I love astronomy and stuff like that, and Halley's Comet comes around like every 100 years. And I think the last time it came around was probably about 20 years ago. And I knew that because I missed it, that I would never see that thing come around again in my lifetime. And so we don't want to be like those that miss a move of God because we're not sensitive, we're not paying attention, we're not listening to the Spirit. And so I want to read a couple of scriptures right now because we're talking about the mind right now. I always like to attach things to the Word of God because that is where our power comes from. That's where our strength is from, is the Word of God. And so I want to start off in Psalms 141 because I'm talking about the evening sacrifice. So those that missed, go back and watch the live this morning. But God was just talking to me about devoted things. That this is the season to not do prayer on the run. Not while you're driving, walking, you know, running. You know, this is time, this is a season to set devoted time aside for God. Jesus went to bed late. He woke up early. I talked about earlier how he was a busy man and he had so many things to do because he was a functioning high priest, but he set time aside. This is the season. Hey, Randy, this is a season to set time aside. The Bible talks a lot about the devoted thing, that the devoted thing is a thing set aside for God and how he blesses the thing that's devoted. Like in, I talked about in the book of Joshua, where the first spoil in Joshua's battle or acquisition of the land at Jericho, that spoil belonged to God. He said, I'm going to take the devoted thing and everything after that, you can have it. But this is a season of setting up specific devoted time to spend with God, to hear his voice, to do warfare in the spirit, because Satan is going to always try to attack. The Bible says he goes around as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So I'm going to read Psalms 141. I'm going to read some scriptures on the mind because I feel like that Satan, that he is really doing a number on people's minds. And if you're not aware of that, and if you don't have a counterattack against what he is doing, amen, Stacy, against what he is doing, he can really do serious damage to you, your family, your marriage, your children, and everybody is not going to make the cut. And that's as we go into this place of prayer, you have to understand that. So Psalms 141 says this, Lord, I cry out to you. Make haste to me. Give ear to my voice when I cry out to you. Let my prayer be set before you as an incense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep a watch over the door of my lips. Do not incline my heart to any evil thing. I believe that, and this is significant in every season of your life, but in this season, it's so significant of what you are declaring over your life. Because I'm talking about your life. Yes, we're supposed to serve. Yes, we're supposed to help other people. Yes, we're supposed to make ourselves available to the body of Christ. But if you don't help yourself first, if you don't take care of yourself first, you're not going to be any good to the body of Christ. It's like when you fly a plane and they go through their procedures in case there's an emergency. When they're talking to a parent that has a child, they will go to that parent and say, you put the mask on yourself first and then the child. Because if you're dying, you are in no condition to help your child. I believe that this is a significant season of self-care, self-awareness, self-healing. Because if you're not healthy, you're not going to be able to help anybody else. Take care of yourself. Hey, Ashley, thank you for joining. And so I want to read scriptures on the mind, and then we're going to go into a place of prayer. And one of the things that the Holy Spirit showed me, he said, one of the ways that you heal your mind is that you come into agreement with what God says about everything. You align yourself with the word. The Bible says the word is quick, it's powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing even the soul and the spirit asunder, that it is a discerner of the thoughts and the motives and the intentions of the heart. So the mind, the word of God is something that begins to heal your mind. Some of us struggle so much because we're not in agreement with what the word of God is saying about our situation. And I'm not talking about sin. I'm talking about provision. I'm talking about advancement. I'm talking about healing, that we have to come into complete alignment and agreement with what the word of God is saying. And so the word mind in the Bible is the word psyche or psuche, and it's mind, soul, and spirit, and it is the place where thoughts and emotions are generated. Sometimes we're struggling so much because I did a series called Managing Your Emotions. As a prophet and just as a child of God, it is going to be so significant and so important for you to manage your emotions in this season. Because emotions out of control can feel like spiritual warfare. So it's important to make sure that if you need to forgive somebody, forgive them, release them, let God will pay people. God said, I will pay what's just. I will pay what's right. You do not render evil for evil. You do not seek revenge. If you need to forgive somebody, release somebody, whatever it is you need to do to get your emotions in a stable place. And understand too that if you are not resting well and you are not sleeping soundly, your emotions are going to be all over the place because your mind and your brain needs to rest. This is what the Holy Spirit said to me. He said, some of us are not wrestling with demons, but we're wrestling with words. What is coming out of your mouth? What has been spoken over you? What are you declaring over yourself? Because sometimes we so cavalierly say words that we are not assessing the impact that it's having on our environment. I'm going to read Psalms 119, 113 says, I hate the double-minded, but I love your law. The Bible says in James that an unstable man, that a wavering man is unstable in all his ways. And don't think that that man is going to receive anything from the Lord. Isaiah 26:3 says, you will keep him in perfect peace. That word peace, nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking, whose mind is stayed or kept or fixed on you because you know that person trusts you. Some of you are walking in faith, but you don't know how to trust God. Trusting God is, God, I know what I'm looking at. I know what I see, but I trust your word that everything is going to, the Bible says, all things work together for the good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Philippians 2:5 says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. That word let means that you have to give the mind of Christ permission to operate in you. It says, let this mind be in you. Allow the mind of Christ to be in you. Deuteronomy 28:65. I love this. And God was speaking to the children of Israel. And it said, among these nations thou shalt find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest. But the Lord shall give thee there a trembling heart, and listen to this last part, and failing of eyes and sorrow of the mind. That translation or the explanation of sorrow of the mind is inner toil and inner struggling. When your mind is not in a good place, you struggle internally. In Romans 8:5-6 says, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So when we are carnally minded, when our mind is set to the temperature of the world, that the Bible says that is death. But when our mind is set to the temperature of the spirit, the Bible says that brings forth life and peace. Isaiah 65:17 says, for behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come to mind. When I read that scripture, what it reminded me of, Paul said, as I forget those things which are behind me and I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. If you are constantly replaying over and over things that have happened in your past and how you were abandoned and how you were rejected and how they fired you and how this person did this and this person did that. If you are constantly playing these things over, you have not been renewed in the spirit of your mind and you are operating in a carnal, fleshly mind. Romans 7:23 says, "But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members." He's saying that there is a warring against the law of my mind. And because there's a war going on in my mind, it's bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is operating in my members. Romans 7:25, it says, "I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I may serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin." So when we are renewed in our mind, we are open to serve the law of God. We are open to commune and connect with God. Hi, Sharon, you've been on my heart, sweetheart. And in Ephesians 4:23, it says, "And be renewed in the spirit of your mind." This is the season for you to put some work in, to put some effort in renewing your mind, especially when and this is what's coming up in my spirit, especially when it comes to the area of church hurt and church wounds. Some of you have been so wounded and so hurt in church that it's been difficult for you to recover. It's been difficult for you to reconnect with God. It's been difficult for you to communicate and commune and fellowship with the saints because you've been hurt so bad that thought and that wound has just permeated your emotions, your mind. But this is a season that God wants to heal you in that. And we're going to pray. This is right now, as I'm going to turn on the music, I want you to assume the position. If you are in a place to be able to pray, get on your face, get on your knees, because God is a God that answers prayer. God is a God that hears prayer. The Bible says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. If you are in right standing in God, that your prayer is going to avail much. This prayer is going to avail much. And if you didn't want get a chance to watch my morning live, I just want to encourage you to watch it, and it'll bring everything full circle. But we are going to right now assume the position of prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, we glorify your name. We enter your gates right now with thanksgiving, oh God. We enter your courts with praise. We're thankful unto you and we bless your holy name. The psalmist says that it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and bless his name, Father. Father, we thank you that you are the Lord God, strong and mighty in battle, God, that you are a bulwark that never fails, Father. I thank you that as we present our minds to you tonight, God, where we have been in turmoil, in anxiety, full of care, full of worry, oh God, worrying about everything that's going on in our lives, God. Father, we come against the assault and the attack of the enemy against our minds, God. We thank you that you are renewing us in the spirit of our minds, and you turn us to gird up the loins of our mind, God. I thank you that we are moving into a fresh season, that we are apprehending fresh opportunities, fresh ideals, oh God, witty inventions, oh God. Father, I thank you for business ideals, business strategies, oh God. I thank you that we are right now in the place of prayer, releasing the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because we know that it is the anointing oil that destroys the yoke, God. And I thank you that every yoke of the enemy is being destroyed on our behalf, Lord. I come against every lie, every deception, every snare, every trap that the enemy has set for your people, God. And I decree that you show them a way out, Father. You said that no temptation has taken us, which is common to man, that with every temptation, you would create a way of escape. I thank you for ways of escape in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, I thank you for the healing of the heart, the healing of the soul, oh God. Jesus said, learn of me because my yoke is easy and my burden is light, God. I come against the heavy weight of the enemy. I come against false burdens, Father. I come against carrying weights and things that don't belong to us, God. And Father, I thank you right now that you're giving us power and strategy to release whatever it is that we need to release, God. But we stand in the place of prayer and we decree that the kingdom of God is being established in our situation, God. You said that the kingdom of God is not, it's not over here, it's not over there, but the kingdom of God is now within us, Lord God. And Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. You said that the kingdom of God, that it is righteousness, that it is peace, that it is joy in the Holy Ghost. Father, I thank you that your children are filled with joy, that the joy of the Lord is their strength, oh God. I thank you that they are being strengthened with joy because joy is not an emotion, it is a force, oh God. I thank you that your people are operating in righteousness, oh God, that they are in right standing with you, that they are quick to repent, oh God. Father, that they receive the conviction of the Holy Ghost and they don't ignore it, Father. I thank you for peace, supernatural peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. It's not a peace that has been manufactured by the world, Father, but it's only a peace that we can access from the kingdom of God. Father, I thank you for in this season that you are strengthening us, oh God, that we are presenting ourselves as a living sacrifice unto you, Father, that we are being able to be renewed in the spirit of our minds today, Lord God. I break the chains, the yoke, the assignment of the enemy right now, and that your people are being set free, Lord God. I come against insomnia, sleeplessness, God. People that are tossing and turning in their sleep. I come against it right now in the name of Jesus. I come against every demonic attack that is causing your people not to rest, Lord. We know that we rest first in the spirit and then we rest in our minds, Lord God. Father, I thank you that we have the spirit of the living God that's operating in us and through us and around us, Lord God, and that we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus, that we are walking in victory, Lord God, that we are not subject to the vicissitudes of this earth, God, that we are not subject to the laws of this earth, but we are subject to the laws of the kingdom of God. And Father, I thank you right now that we are shifting ourselves out of this world system, Lord God, when it comes to spiritual things, and we are moving into the kingdom. We decree that your kingdom is coming right now. I decree freedom and liberty over your people, that you are releasing to them information that they need, God, wherever the enemy has hindered them, wherever the enemy has deceived them and lied to them, because we know that he is a deceiver and that he is an accuser of the brethren, and he stands in the courts of heaven and he makes accusations against the saints day and night. But God, just like you delivered Daniel, just like you delivered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you are the same deliverer today, because you said that you are, that there is no shadow of turning with you, and that you are the God that does not change. Lord, I thank you, just like you changed the perspective and the perception of Elijah's servant when he was looking at the Syrian army coming up against them, that all he could see was the army and that his heart was gripped with fear. But the prophet Elijah said, God, open his eyes so that he could see what was really going on in the realm of the spirit. And the Bible says that the servant's eyes were open, and there was an angelic force of angels surrounding them. And Elijah said, there are more with us than there are with them. I decree, God, that we are sensitive to the spiritual world. We are sensitive to what is going on in the supernatural realm, and we are not taking what we see in this natural realm for face value, God, because we know that there's something deeper going on in the spirit, God. I decree that as we pray, as we declare the word of the Lord over our lives and over our situation, that angels are being dispatched right now. that angels are being released right now, that they are moving and doing our bidding right now, God. Father, I thank you. You said the reason you said your word will not go out and come back void, because the moment your word is released, angels are moving. Angels are on assignment, Lord God. Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. I speak to every hurt. I speak to every wound. I speak to trauma and depression, oppression, anxiety, fear, worry, God, every negative emotion that can operate in your people, God, I speak to it right now and I release the word of the Lord. The Bible says, why so downcast, O my soul? Put your hope and put your trust in God. I thank you that as we assume the position of prayer, God, that you are infusing hope into your people, God, where those that have been disappointed and they don't even have the power to believe you anymore, God, I thank you in the spirit that you are releasing hope, God. Hope. You said hope deferred makes the heart sick. God, I come against every lie of the enemy concerning purpose and concerning destiny, Lord God. I thank you right now that the people at the sound of my voice, that they are people of destiny. They are people that walk in their authority, that they understand the reason for which they were sent, oh God, that they're not being robbed of their destiny because they are falling prey to the lies and the deception of the enemy, Lord God. Father, I thank you right now that you are exposing every assignment, God, every trap, every snare of the enemy. You are exposing it because you said that we are not to be ignorant of the enemy's devices. I decree that nobody at the sound of my voice is going to be ignorant of the enemy's devices in this season, Lord God. I thank you that we are sharp in the spirit, God. I thank you that we are sensitive in the spirit. I thank you that our minds are being healed. Our minds are being made whole, oh God. I thank you for sweet. You said that you give your saints sweet sleep, God. I thank you for rest in their spirit, oh God. Rest in their emotions. I just feel like the Holy Spirit is saying that it's not going to be like it was the last time. Some of you are approaching or encroaching on a season in your life that feels very, very familiar. And so you're kind of taking a step back and fear is trying to grip you because you think just because the season feels similar or it looks similar that you're going to go through a similar experience. But that the Holy Spirit said that it's not going to be the way that it was last time, and that it's time for you to move forward. Just like he told Joshua, just like he told Moses, that it's time to advance. Joshua told the children of Israel, when you see the ark, the power, the provision of God, when you see the ark move, you follow it. Make sure you stand behind it because you have not been this way before. I feel like the Holy Spirit saying, you have not been this way before. It has been the deception of the enemy, the lies, the snares, and the trap of the enemy to keep you from moving forward, to keep you from, amen, Valerie. I'm going to call you Pastor Valerie. I'm calling, amen, Pastor Valerie, to keep you from advancing in the spirit. And I decree that the lie of the enemy in your life is being dismantled in the name of Jesus, and that the enemies you see today, you will see no more. And I want you to say to yourself that the enemies that I see today, I will see no more. The trials, the tribulations, the struggles, and I'm not talking about the things that God uses to train us, to prune us, to heal us, to shape us and mold us. I'm talking about the assault, the attack of the enemy, that the enemies that you see today, you will see no more. There are some battles that you have fought 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and the Holy Spirit saying you will never fight that battle again, that it is over in the Holy Ghost. It is over. It's done. The cycle is broken. That you don't need to look over your shoulder and think that thing's going to come back. Sometimes we're anticipating dread and fear because we think something's going to come back around. But the Holy Ghost said that that thing is done. That matter is settled. that this is a season for you to run. This is a season for you to gain significant ground, and that you're going to gain it supernaturally. It's not going to be the work of the flesh, not by might, not by power, but by His Spirit. But you are going to gain, if you would hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to you, not just through me, but what He is saying to you personally, that if you would hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, that you're going to gain ground, supernatural ground, that you're going to make up the loss. There's some of us that lost some ground in the previous season, but you or God is going to make up the difference. I love what Apostle Ron Carpenter said. He said, when life doesn't give you everything you need, that God will balance the books. I decree in the Holy Ghost right now that God is balancing the books. Some of you grew up without a father, or grew up without a mother, or you got a divorce, or you were in an abusive situation. God is healing all that, and what you lost in those seasons, God is going to balance the books, and everything that you could have gotten. Because one thing I learned about supernatural provision and supernatural restoration is you're not just receiving you're not just receiving the things that you lost. You are receiving things that you don't even know you lost. And so God's going to restore some things to you that have been on hold, that have been trapped and being held back from the enemy, because this is a season of restoration for you. As you renew your mind, as you set your mind to the temperature of the Spirit of God, and I decree right now that some of you are going to be able to hear, some of you have not even been able to hear the voice of God in this season of your life. I sense that some of you feel like, you know, God's been silent, and you're wondering, you know, how come God is not talking to me? How come God is not answering me? How come God is not saying anything to me? He's not giving me direction, because your flesh and your mind and your soul has been speaking too loudly. It's been drowning out the voice of God. Because the Bible says this, that he told Moses that it's not in the wind, it's not in the earthquake, but it's in that still small voice. That you have to get to a place of peace sometime, just to be able to hear the voice of God. And I decree that supernatural peace is going to envelop you like an ocean, that a wave is going to come, a wave of supernatural peace. And so God, we thank you for this time of the evening sacrifice, Lord God. God, we lift this up to you. We thank you for this time of devoted prayer, of prayer set aside, God. We're not praying on the run, but we're devoting this specific time to seek your face, to hear your voice, God, to allow you to move us and shift us in ways that we couldn't move or shift ourselves, oh God. And God, we thank you for your word, Father. You said that your word, that heaven and earth will pass away, but that your word will not pass away. We thank you for the power that your word has, that it is slicing and cutting through demonic atmospheres in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the blood. We thank you for the power of the blood of Jesus that is able to cleanse our minds from dead works and renew our minds from an evil conscience, Lord God. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood that's healing. We thank you for the blood that's making us whole. We thank you for the blood that has given us access to the most holy place. I thank you that the walls of partition have been torn down in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and that our access to you has been renewed in the Spirit, oh God. Hallelujah. We know that you have not moved. We have moved, but we position ourselves in this time of prayer and in this time of fasting. God is preparing me for a fast. And so I feel like there's a season of fasting that needs to go in conjunction with this time of prayer. I don't know how many times I'm going to be on, but I'm going to come on as the Holy Spirit unctions me to come on and pray. But we're going to move. I just feel so heavily in my spirit that we're going to move some stuff in the spirit. I mean, long-standing things. One of the testimony that keeps coming up in my spirit was, I remember at the church that I was raised prophetically, that he was watching our pastor on TV, and he came to the church and he gave his testimony. He said, as I was watching you, I got healed from a 50-year heroin addiction. He was on heroin or crack cocaine for 50 years and got supernaturally, amen, Stacy, got supernaturally healed him from a 50-year addiction. There are some things that have been long-standing in your life that God is, if we would assume the position, because as God spoke to me about assume the position, there will be several positions we would take throughout the year, and the position right now is prayer and fasting and being renewed in the spirit of our mind. If we would assume the position that things that held us are going to break off of our lives, and I want to say again, because this is so ingrained and etched in my spirit, that the enemies that you see today, that you will see no more. The Bible says the horse and his rider was drowned in the Red Sea. So the enemy, that the reason they couldn't see the end, they would never see that enemy again, because that enemy was swallowed up in the Red Sea. And so God destroyed, he did not only save them from the enemy, he destroyed their enemy. So God is destroying the enemies. He is coming. He said, I will contend with those that will contend with you, that I will fight against those that are fighting against you. But you have to be in the proper place. I have to be in the proper position. This is not the time to speak your mind or to tell somebody what you think about them or to remind somebody how they sinned against you or offended you. This is not the season. This is to turn your face like a flint before the Lord. And the Bible says that look to the hills which cometh your help, because your help comes from your Lord, your maker and your husband. Your help comes from the Lord who is your maker. That people are not part of the element anymore. And someone told me this morning, a prophet told me this morning, I was dialoguing with, she wrote something that was so powerful. She said that we are not to look at flesh and blood anymore, that the fight is not with flesh and blood, but the fight is with a spirit, that we are to take our eyes off of people. I don't care what was done to you in this last season. I don't care who betrayed you. I don't care who lied on you. I don't care who offended you. I don't care who tried to get you fired. I don't care who tried to get you demoted. I don't care who maligned your name and slandered your name. That does not matter, because we are not fighting flesh. We are fighting a spirit. We are fighting a diabolical, demonic spirit. And we've been given authority, because Jesus said, behold, I give you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall harm you. I just believe that this is a spirit. One thing God has showed me, that when these seasons come around, that you have to apprehend them. This is a season that you apprehend. Many of you are in ministry on your own. Pastor Stephanie, I see a fresh wind coming in your direction. You've been faithful to God. You've been toiling. You've been spinning. But I feel like God is sending a breeze. He's sending a wind in your direction that came into my spirit. It is going to be a supernatural updraft that's going to overtake you, that's going to come alongside of you, that's going to come alongside of you and come up under you and move you into the place that you are supposed to be, because there has been some delay, Pastor Stephanie. There has been some delay in your life. There have been some things that you have been believing God for, that you have put before the Lord, and you haven't understood why these things haven't happened or come to pass, because there's been a demonic hindrance. But that updraft is going to lift you up above the enemy, and you're going to soar on the wings of the Spirit. And so, God, we thank you for that. I stand in agreement with Pastor Stephanie right now in the name of Jesus. And we decree it so, because we are coming in agreement with the written word and the rhema word, God. I lift up every prophet and Christian leader in the marketplace, oh God. Father, I decree promotions. I come against witches in the workplace that have tried to slander them, malign them. Father, I come against that right now in the name of Jesus, and I thank you that you are sending the wind of your spirit, that you are sending supernatural assistance, that you are raising up a mighty army in the workplace, God. I decree promotions in the name of Jesus. I decree raises and bonuses. Lord God, I thank you that you are moving money into the hands of your people right now in the name of Jesus. And where there has been delay, I hear the Holy Spirit say, delay no longer, that the delay is over in the Holy Spirit. So God, we thank you right now. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your spirit, oh God. God, we thank you that we have electricity, that we have the internet, that we are able to connect in the spirit and commune in the spirit just because of technology, Lord God. And God, we thank you for your wisdom. You said that if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, that you would release supernatural wisdom, wisdom on high, freely and unabraded not. So some of you need to just ask God for wisdom. You need wisdom because Solomon asked God for wisdom. God released supernatural wealth and increase into Solomon's life because he asked for wisdom. Sometimes we don't know what to do. Sometimes we don't have a strategy. Sometimes we don't have information for where we are presently sitting or standing. But just because we don't have information doesn't mean that God doesn't have information. So God, we thank you for this time of prayer. We thank you for this time of worship, God. We thank you that we have, that it's already done, that we have been renewed in the spirit of our minds, oh God. And God, we don't leave this place of prayer the same way that we came in, oh God. And Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your spirit. If you can just lift your hands right now and receive the word of the Lord spoken over your life. Amen. Anita, more wisdom in the workplace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, we heal this thing in, we seal this thing in the spirit. We come against backlash. Amen, Pastor Sharon. We come against backlash. Father, we cut ourselves free from anything we could have picked up in the place of intercession, Lord God. And I decree that everything that you release in the spirit, that it is happening, it is transpiring right now. That we're not waiting for it to happen. We're not waiting for it to come. We're not waiting for it to be released. We're not waiting for it to be approved. We're not waiting for it to be confirmed. God, we thank you that it already is, because you said now faith, that our faith is right now. And God, I thank you that we step into the now, that we take our rightful place. I feel like the Holy Spirit is saying, some of you, whether you're watching me now on YouTube or you're watching me live, that some of you need to take your rightful place in the kingdom of God. You've been sitting on the sidelines. You've been hemming and hawing. You've been waiting. God said it's time for you to take your rightful place in the kingdom of God, because everything that you have been believing God for is in the place called now, in the name of Jesus. Because there is no more delay. I can tell you that God has, what he has done in my life has been so supernatural. I know that it's been him. It's not because I'm so great or because I'm so anointed or because I'm so smart. It has nothing to do with who I am. It just has to do with that it's my season. It's my time. It's my hour. Step into the now. Amen. Step into the now right now. Be fully present. One of my commitments to myself is that I would be fully present in the moment. I'm not going to think about what happened behind me. I don't care if it happened yesterday, 2 hours ago, 3 hours ago, a month ago, 20 years ago. I'm going to be fully present in the now because I don't want to miss what God is doing in my life right now. Some of us miss so much stuff because we're not paying attention to what God is doing now. Bishop Morton sang a song that God, whatever you're doing in this season, I want to be a part of it. Those are not the exact words, but I want to be a part of whatever you're doing. Whatever God is doing right now, I am going to be a part of it. I'm not going to miss anything else in God. I know there were times and seasons where I missed things in God. It's because I was not fully present. I was still nursing a wound or worrying about who hurt me, who offended me, who rejected me, who didn't like me, you know, that I was missing what God was presently doing in my life. So God, I thank you that you're strengthening us, that you're empowering us to be fully present in the now. And Lord, we honor your name and we honor your word. And God, we thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you that we have an opportunity to come boldly before the throne of grace. We thank you that we have an opportunity to come in agreement with Jesus, who is our high priest and our intercessor, that we are coming in agreement with what is happening now. One of the ministry that covers my ministry, he was giving us his testimony that he needed a few million dollars to close escrow on a property that God had promised him. And he said he was so worrying about it. They were about $20 million or so short, and time was winding up. They were about a week away, and if they didn't get the final money, that they were going to lose everything that they put down on the property. He said he was in the place of prayer, and he said immediately he was caught up in the spirit, and he said, I was seated with Jesus. Because understand that Jesus is seated. He is not going to move from his position. The Bible says he is seated at the right hand of the Father, because when he was hanging on the cross, he said, it is finished. There's nothing left for me to do. I'm going to send another, but my work is finished. He is the intercessor. He said, as I was seated right next to Jesus, he said that the peace of God came over me, and I knew that in the natural, the matter was settled. And he got a call from one of the men in his church, and he said, this is what the man told him. So if you're believing God for financial miracles, a financial increase, because there's some things you need to do in the kingdom. I'm not just talking about because you want some new shoes or you want to get a weave or you want to go on vacation. Not that type of money, but money that you need to do something in the kingdom. He said that he got a call from the member in his church, and he said this man was obviously a multimillionaire, and he said God specifically told me not to give in the offering and not to make a pledge, because God told me to pick up the balance. And that man wired, he said, before I go on vacation tomorrow, I'm going to wire you the balance. And I believe that that's the season that we're in, that God, when I said before that God would balance the books, but that God is going to pick up your balance, that it's going to be a supernatural work, that whatever it is you need to operate in the kingdom of God, what he's put on your heart, what do you have in your hand, what he's given you to open a business, publish some books, whatever it is that you need, God is going to supernaturally pick up the balance, because he's done it in my life, and because the anointing oil flows down, even down the beard of Aaron, even unto the hem of his garments. I decree that what has been released over my life in this season is being released over yours, and that you're going to watch God supernaturally provide and make provision for you in the name of Jesus. You just need the strategy of the Holy Ghost. And I believe that the strategy right now is rest, that you are resting in him. So God, we thank you. Hallelujah. We bless you. We honor you. We magnify you. And as I close for the 50th time, God bless you guys. Go back and listen. And like I said, I'm reading my own book because I want to make sure that I accomplish everything that God has told me accomplish in this season. And I'm going to release a prophetic word concerning assume the position, that God said that if you would follow that directive in this season, that what you acquire in the spirit and the natural will take you all the way to the year 2022. It's not something I'm going to preach. It's something I'm going to write out because I feel like it needs to be more instructive. It needs to be more precise. And so I'm a much better writer than I am a speaker. But obey the will of God concerning your life. Amen. And God bless you guys.